Joining us on the line, we have Ibrahim Dean. We've got a new feature titled Assessing the Media, where we look at a big story for the week and more particularly how the media are covering it. Now, the context here is Somalia's President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed has suspended Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble's power to hire and fire officials. And this is the latest development in a destabilizing feud that has plunged the country into fresh crisis. The dispute between the two leaders marks an escalation of months of tension, threatening to throw an already fragile electoral process into deeper peril. Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam and thanks for having me.
Can you add to the context? Tell our listeners what this crisis is about.
So I think when we look at the context, we need to note that in Somalia, there was supposed to be an election last year. And the president has then sought to, you know, then sought to extend his mandate, using the coronavirus crisis. What then happened is in April this year, there was basically brief clashes on the streets of Mogadishu, specifically around Farmajo's extending of his mandate. And he then tasked Mohamed Hussein Roble with, securing a new election. So basically ensuring that the election goes ahead, providing security for it, and also negotiating between the country's different regions. And this election was supposed to happen in July, the indirect process for elections. It was then supposed to happen in September. And now, theoretically, it's supposed to happen in October, but this has been plunged into turmoil because, there has been, there was the assassination of a young intelligence operative, Tahlil, Ikram Tahlil. Mainly, she was dealing with cyber issues, and, there was no proper investigation. Roble then fired her. Fired the intelligence chief, who was then rehired by Farmajo because he was close to Farmajo. And we now have a situation where the president has his own intelligence chief, the prime minister has his own intelligence chief, and both of them are appointing different ministers, and there's basically two centers of power in Mogadishu itself.
So how's the media coverage in this issue?
So the media coverage has generally focused on more of these issues. And not necessarily the context itself enough. So, the context has been the clash between Farmajo and Roble, but not necessarily looking at, and saying that it poses a threat to elections, but why and how. Somalia's complex political system means that 3.5 political systems means that the clans and the regions are involved, or 4.5 system means that the clans and the regions are involved in electing a president. So there's a lower house, upper house. The lower house is generally clan elders. The upper house is generally regional affiliations. And, the whole Roble issue doesn't necessarily at all fall within this milieu, because Roble was appointed by the lower house, but he's a prime minister. He doesn't represent any of the regions, and he's not necessarily representing the clan system, and also not these opposition politicians who claim the whole process is a sham itself.
So what's the media been missing in terms of their coverage here?
So aside from the system, which I think is very complex, there has been no focus on, does Farmajo actually have that power to fire or to revoke Roble's power to fire and hire individuals and officials. I mean, if you look at Article 90 of the Constitution, there is a kind of blurriness in relation to that, but it kind of shows that Roble does, Farmajo doesn't necessarily have it all. So there has been no focus on this. There also has been no focus, or very limited focus, on the role of Kenya and Ethiopia in the Somali electoral process. So Kenya, for example, has strategic interest in Somalia. It has sent forces into Jubaland for the past 10 years or so. It has 4,000 troops stationed as a part of the African Union mission in Somalia, but also another 8,000 just protecting the Jubaland administration. And it has a border dispute with Somalia as well, and therefore it actually tried to extend its control. And in January this year, Jubaland attacked forces in Gedo, which would have allowed Kenya to control the border. We then have Ethiopia, which supports Emmerson troops and has its own interest in Somalia, because of the Ogaden region in Ethiopia is basically Somali territory. They call it the Somali federal region. And so these countries are elected to stunt the process. So there has been very limited focus on how the system, the fact that it's flawed, we all know, but why is it flawed, and what aggregating the nature of this of the system, you know, of the system being such so threatened. And I think that needs to be a bigger focus if we're trying to actually come up with a solution that is more implement practicable and that can last longer.
What does all of this mean for Somalia, Ibrahim?
So I think when we look at Somalia, I mean, one is the election looks very unlikely that it will happen. Two is, you know, in looking at these two people are basically fighting over Mogadishu because there's no focus on the fact that, you know, there is a domestic group called Shabab that controls most of the country and is able to carry out attacks in Somalia with ease. And, you know, significantly in this regard, Shabab is a very domestic, it's a militant group, but it's domestically based and domestically rooted. And, you know, it does seem to be strengthening because it's able to overcome these clan-based and tribe-based and region-based issues that are happening. Also, it has, you know, a very efficient justice system. I mean, many may say it doesn't follow due process, but it's efficient. And it's actually gaining in presence because of this. Now, what the one caveat in Shabab strengthening is what happened in Afghanistan, because the MSM forces are theoretically supposed to go out by the end of this year. And if the MSM forces basically move out, it's very likely that Shabab will control much more territory. They're much stronger, much more domestically rooted, and much more popular than the Taliban were in Afghanistan. But what is happening is that it does seem as if MSM forces, the MSM mandate will be increased or enhanced or, you know, by a few months or years to actually try and protect the government, which actually is then creating a situation, continuing the situation where we have an unpopular government with no real control over territory, fighting over the control of that little territory, and actually just makes it worse for Somalis and the region itself.
Ibrahim, shukran for your time. Really appreciate it.
Shukran for having me.
That was Ibrahim Dean with this week's edition of Assessing the Media, looking at how they are covering the situation in Somalia.